Lord, what is on your heart right now? He answered me, wounds that you inflict on one another with unbelief. It is better for a vessel unto honor to say nothing until they are sure that I ordained him or her to speak. For many times you injure one another with your personal opinions, which you put forth as if you were my mouthpiece. Children under instruction, do not grieve the Holy Spirit with your stubborn ways. Do not crack other vessels with your personal opinions. Do not make my job any harder, please. If you can't say something nice, it is better for you not to say anything at all until you know my will. Then I may ask you to speak, or I may ask you to be silent. But be aware of the power of the tongue to injure, and do not be indifferent to the struggles of others. Unbelief is a plague that manifests itself differently in each of you. I am trying to rid this community of unbelief, and you have the power to help or to hinder. Go out of yourselves, please, and stand in your brothers' and sisters' sandals. Contemplate the painful dilemmas they go through, just as you sometimes must pass through them. Be supportive and put away all naysaying until you have studied to obtain my will. In this way you will not hurt those speaking on behalf of my Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, I'm struggling with insecurity and faith, dear God. I hate this. Please deliver me. Please show me how to believe when wonderful words and visions are imparted to me. I need some strong medicine to get over this. Please have mercy on me. Please have mercy. I am so, so sorry. Please take this off of me. Please, I am helpless against this force. And when I said to the Lord that I was helpless against the force, I meant, it's very powerful. It feels like a shield of iron, unbelief, that I'm encased in. I feel totally blocked, like my heart is encased in an iron lung, like what they treated people with polio. Except it is my heart and lungs that are so tightly packed into this iron shield. The Lord replied, what you are experiencing is the curse of unbelief. I sympathize with you, beloved. They tried to do it to me as well. You have a loving community around you. You can confess your fault and ask forgiveness and help. We have not abandoned you. We have seen and heard every bit of what the liars have cloaked you with. We see every tear, every effort, and even every time you go into agreement with them, and that gives them permission to do even worse things to you. Renounce, renounce, renounce unbelief in my name. And that's what I did 3 times. And I said, I renounce it. I don't want it. I renounce unbelief. I don't want it. I renounce it. In Jesus' name. He continued, it is a struggle, and our hearts are with you as you conquer these fears, and you will conquer them. You will conquer them. Do you hear me? Do you understand me? You and I shall conquer these. We will do it. Rest assured, I am with you in this fight and supplying the graces needed. Because despite your negative confession, I know the bent of your heart and soul is desiring these things. I know your will is one with mine and all of heaven. You are also suffering from your husband's condition, which is enough to cripple anyone. And well do your enemies understand this. You are fighting an uphill battle, and I know you feel alone, but you are not. My dove, there are certain persons in this community who truly love and believe in you, and they do help to carry this weight with their prayers. Rest assured of this. Lord, I don't want to get into self-pity. This is not self-pity. You were crying out for help. Just then the tree fell on the chapel. We heard a big crash. All the negativity in the world, when thrown at you, cannot conquer you as long as you stay in me. They're wasting their time and resources, for you will not recant or turn from your resolve. This much I know. And to those who hate you without cause, I say, why are you wasting your time fighting against me and all of heaven? Do you not know that your assignments are in vain? All these attacks are making them stronger. And in addition, they are offering their growing pains for your salvation before it is too late for you. In addition to that, around the world, people are hearing the sound of my voice and are also learning how to defeat you and pray for your good at the same time. It's your choice. You are not fighting her. You are fighting me. And we all know how that turns out, don't we? And that was the end of his message. And just to explain a little bit about what's going on, it's like I wake up in the morning and I feel like everything's hopeless. I just feel just like there's a gray thing over my face. You know, everything's hopeless. Anything I do doesn't work. You know, that's the kind of feeling that I'm getting when I wake up in the morning. And even after I pray the binding prayer, it's like I'm walking around with this ugly iron cast on my heart. But I know the Lord is going to bring me through this, and I know that there are a lot of other people suffering in the same way right now. So this message is going to go out to them.